Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Good morning. Welcome to Spectrum. This is Steve Warren. We like to have musicians on our program whenever possible because we are a music radio station. And one of the folks that I keep bumping into at events around New York is Eric DeFontenay. Eric is with Music Dish and a couple of other outlets that help get the word out about some of the great pop music and alternate music scene in China and Taiwan. So tell me, Eric, welcome to our program for the first time. Nice to see you in person here for a change.
Thanks, Steve. We've known each other, but every time that we've brought artists here, I've had to have Nikki bring the artist because I was dealing with meetings or something of the sort, so it's great to be here for the first time.
Well, it is nice to see you here. Let's have a little background information. Tell me exactly what it is for our audience that's not familiar with Music Dish and exactly what your participation is between your role here in the United States and the music and the artists that come here from Asia.
Basically, we have obviously a whole series of online properties to educate people about what's happening in the greater China music scene. So that would be Taiwan, mainland China, but also Hong Kong, Macau, Singapore to some extent. And obviously it's a really fast-growing market that's changing. But also we've been very involved with concerts here in New York, for example, during CMJ, when the Taiwanese government sponsors what they call an export mission. Cultural export mission, and typically bring three bands over here to New York to perform, conduct press conference, create media, engage different music professionals from Taiwan with music professionals here. And so we somewhat coordinate all that. So we like to think we're serving as kind of a bridge. And actually, we just did recently, last month, an export mission, the first one to Toronto for Canadian Music Week. And so the band I'm with actually came from Toronto, where they performed at the El Macambo and the Painted Lady, two places in Toronto, as part of Canadian Music Week. So these export missions are meant by the government to really generate interest and awareness around Mandarin music, let's put it that way. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Obviously, Taiwan is somewhat of a cultural giant on this scene.
Oh, it's huge.
And the government has been, just like Canadian and European governments, quite supportive of sending bands. So we've been somewhat the local partner to make sure that everything goes well. And the community here has been really supportive. The CMJ we did last year had over 700 people come to the showcase to see Joanna Wong, DJ Noodles. And that show was one of the biggest shows at CMJ.
I remember it was 2 years ago when you had 831. And Monkey Pilot.
And The Mouth.
It was like it was packed to the walls. Yep. I mean, a line out front. I kept thinking, gee, I wish they had a venue twice the size to get everybody in there. Obviously, we play the pop artists on our station, the people many people are familiar with, the people they hear on radio, and the people that go to the big concerts. And it was kind of a benchmark moment here in March, on the 22nd of March, when May Day played at Madison Square Garden to a sellout crowd. I think that's probably the first time a major, Taiwan group has sold that many tickets at a concert in such a large venue. I don't think Jay Chou has even done that, mm-hmm. At least not in New York. You brought some guests with you. I'll let you do the introduction.
So I brought some guests with me, and I first like to start with one of the guests, DJ Code. He's one of the most preeminent DJs in Taiwan. What really distinguishes him is that he's worked with almost every major brand that you can think of. This year, he's been doing a series of concerts for Louis Vuitton throughout Taiwan and in Hong Kong. He's done work with Lexus, creating music for their hybrid that they were introducing. Did work with Volvo, where he composed music and then toured with a violinist to seven different cities to introduce the V40. So he's... Actually, last year in December, he is the only Asian artists who have done a remix for Moby's latest album. He did a remix of the song Almost Home.
So DJ Code, welcome. When you mix for a club, when you do DJ work for in a club, do you speak as well as just the music?
Just the music.
Ah, just the music. Yeah. So that's why you're so quiet.
Yeah.
Well, this is radio. You can't be quiet on radio. We need you to speak. Where is your home? Where are you from?
I come from to Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
South country is Yunlin.
Okay.
And my home, junior high school.
Okay. Yeah. So you've been in Taipei since your junior high school years.
Yeah.
That's good. Uh-huh. Did you listen to American music?
Yeah.
What was your favorite American music when you were young?
Guns N' Roses and Eagles.
That's a big range between Guns N' Roses and the Eagles.
Celine Dion,
okay.
Celine Dion and...
A wide range. Who's your other guest, Eric?
DJ Code actually, a few years ago, met up with this singer who had come into his studio, because he's also, of course, a producer, composer, etc., who had come in to do some voiceover works and work on an ad. And so when he heard her voice, and the singer I'm speaking of is Xiao Shu, who's right next to me, he decided, you know, we need to work together. So they worked on the first song, and it did very well. And so they decided to form a band called Red. And so next to me is Xiao Shu, who is the singer for the band Red.
And we were watching your video prior to your coming in, so welcome to our radio station.
Hi.
What is your home? Where are you from?
I'm from Taiwan. I'm living in Taipei.
In Taipei?
Yes.
How many times have you been to the United States? This your first time?
Yes, first time.
You like it?
Sometimes like, sometimes don't like.
What don't like? Too many people?
Some place is beautiful and people always friendly, but some street have garbage.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, it's not the streets, it's the people. We have to teach the people, don't throw the garbage on the street. The garbage doesn't grow from the ground. People throw it there. But we'll clean it up next time. Next time you come, we'll clean it up.
Okay.
Have you enjoyed performing? Here in the U.S., you've done a couple of shows. Has it been fun?
Yes. Many people tell us they are very amazing about hearing our new style music.
Mm-hmm.
Electronic music makes Chinese vocal. They are very amazing.
On the one video I watched, the song is over 7 minutes long. Very long song.
Yes.
Can you remember everything for 7 minutes? Or do you change the words sometime?
No.
How did you begin working with commercials, working with companies like Lexus or Louis Vuitton?
2012. The LV big store, new opening at Taipei 101.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. They...
The first time collaboration.
Yeah, first time collaboration. They want to find the DJ style, like some Chinese traditional and electronic music. So they are find me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I play DJ with Maggie Zhang.
At the opening night, at the LV opening night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So a lot of people got to watch you, got to hear you.
Yeah. Very, very, very a lot.
So how many more songs are you going to record? You have a regular recording schedule now? Are you going to do a whole CD, or are you going to do 5 more songs or 2 more songs? Or
We're still making new music, yeah.
They released their EP? Last year on High Note Records in Taiwan, and they will be working on a full album to release, we're hoping. Of course, in the music industry, we always hope.
Oh, yeah. It's a work in progress.
It's artistic work. It's not a factory.
That's right.
But we're aiming for the end of the year so that we can really use that to launch 2015.
Okay, good. You go back next week?
Yes.
And
next Monday.
And where do you go? Back to Taiwan?
Back to Taiwan. Yes. Yeah. We miss in Taiwan.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Probably warm there now, too, very hot in Taiwan right now.
Yeah.
What are you going to work on next in the studio?
Yeah, I think next month we will plan to go to studio for recording the
new
track.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you also have some shows coming up.
Yeah. I have LV with L.
Magazine.
L Magazine, okay.
In Taipei, I think the launch party. I need a DJ.
Good, that sounds like a good time.
Yes.
Should be a lot of very beautiful people there.
Yes. And next month, July, the other gig is the LV in Taichung, new opening.
Who writes the music?
I write a song, and some... Our song is a traditional, very famous.
It's an old traditional folk song, Olive Tree.
Olive Tree.
It's actually an old traditional folk song.
But you've done it a new way.
Yes.
Sing it a new different way.
Yeah.
It's been great having you here. I hope you enjoy your visit to New York. We will clean up the garbage before you come back next time. Or we'll take you to a different city where they don't have quite so much. Eric, if people want to follow the travels of these artists as well as other people with your group and with Music Dish, give us your web address.
China.musicdish.com.
China.musicdish.com.
Correct. Obviously, they can follow the band Red on Facebook. They can also follow DJ Code on Facebook. It's DJ Code one word. And they can search Music Dish China. We have a group on Facebook where people are discussing about Chinese music, about 1,500 people in the group. So they can go there. And we're, of course, also on Weibo and Weixin. Generally, in my case, search Music Dish. Mm-hmm. In their case, you can certainly search Red. I believe for Facebook, it's facebook.com/redmusicfans.
Any other activities coming up in the next months ahead? Any other artists coming our way from...
I'm sure that there's going to be a delegation coming for CMJ. No word on who's going to be coming.
And that's when of the
year? CMJ is in October. Every year it's in October. Happening in New York, one of the biggest festivals, conferences that happens in New York.
Great. Well, thank you very much for coming. I appreciate it. It's nice to have you here visiting our studio. Nice to see you as well. I hope I can come see you in Taipei. Thank you very much for joining us. Again, this is Steve Warren, and this is Spectrum on China America Radio.
Thank you.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Radio, a weekly public service program featuring news, information, lifestyle experiences, and stories of interest to our listeners in the United States and around the world. If you have suggestions for future topics or guests to be featured on an upcoming Spectrum program, send them to us at programming@chinaamericaradio.com.